The original Kahunas from the Great Whale Council. I am Vindicata, and I am revealing that which is hidden and making the unknown known. I am making the unconscious conscious. I am a voice for the Council of the Great Whales. We welcome our daughter Rian to the land of Aloha. We embrace her mission as she has followed her heart to return to the ancient islands of Lemuria. We wish to share with those that will hear our words of wisdom from our ancestry and our connection to the earth. In the Hawaiian language, the word aloha has many meanings. Alo means to take heart and to fully embrace in your heart. Ha is the breath of God or Creator. Therefore, aloha refers to feeling of recognizing God or divine creator. It has also been said it means in the presence of divine breath. We feel the simplest translation of the word aloha is quite simply to love. We recognize our prime creator in the word aloha as we acknowledge that God has breathed us all into life and that our own spirit and body is the light of that which you call the eternal divine. In this same offering, we recognize each of you as the very spirit of aloha, each loved and blessed beyond your comprehension. We, the great whales, are the most ancient physical beings on your planet, and we are your elders. We, the incarnated whales, are an example of the all-loving, all-knowing consciousness that came to planet Earth to be a steward for Gaia and for humanity. As a species, the cetaceans, who are the whales and dolphins of Earth, are the most spiritually and intellectually evolved souls on Earth, and we anchor the light beamed to Earth from distant sources. In this anchoring, we offer a vibration of healing and restoration for all life. We do this by consciously creating the vibration of joy and bliss every day. This vibration then allows us to be able to live in harmony, balance, and oneness with all other life. We speak to you now about the energy of the timeline you exist in. The Earth herself has entered the ascension spiral and is cleansing herself of lower energies and raising her vibration to prepare for the next level of existence in the higher realms. As the end of polarity or duality is nearing, we, the whales, are now guided to share the knowledge and wisdom we have held sacred these many eons. It is our intention to assist all humans who are awakening now to their true selves and choose to take their power as children of Creator Source. This is the time to awaken and reclaim the true dreaming state of the living heart. This is the time to awaken your ability to become a conscious creator. We remind you, beloved humans, that the mysteries and previously hidden knowledge is now available to you. We ask that you exercise intentional evolution now in your daily lives, always seeking solution energy in every situation. This is best demonstrated by reminding you that you create your own reality every day through your thoughts, words, and deeds. In essence, many of you have forgotten that you are powerful beyond your wildest dreams. We tell you the world you live in becomes what you think or say it is. The veil between the worlds or dimensions is thinning, as we move every day into a higher vibration. We have entered into a timeline when your thoughts and words are manifesting much more quickly than before, changing your dimensional realities. We speak to you now of the Hawaiian word kahuna. The word means that which is hidden or not obvious. The human kahuna in Hawaii is known as a spiritual leader, associated with having secret knowledge. We, the whales, are known as the galactic kahunas, or creator gods. As the veils thin and interspecies communication is restored upon your planet, we invite each of you to call upon us when you are so guided. It is our intention to lovingly answer your requests for more knowledge, restored health, and the revelation of the ancient wisdom. The kahuna energy and wisdom has been known for their ability to control the weather, to foresee the future, to heal the sick, and even raise the dead. The practices of the kahuna are all done within the energy of what we will refer to as huna. It is a name that has been given to the kahuna, wisdom and practice. The first area of huna, wisdom, that we wish to address is the power of sound. We, the whales, use our sounds and languages only to share loving and healing communications. We use our voices to balance and align and bring in a higher vibration where that does not currently exist. The early kahuna, as human, also chose to use their language and chants to only create loving words and vibrations. The actual codes of sound reach into our cellular structure and our memories. Did you know that the original Hawaiians had no negative words in their language? All humans could benefit from embracing this practice in your daily life. The kahuna wisdom can be shared by reminding you that the life of the land, the air, the fire, and the waters exist in perfection, balance, and righteousness in the origin of their creation. All of these elements are the embodiments of wisdom, and these are your teachers. When your soul is aligned with the natural flow and the rhythm of the elements, and of the earth herself, your life will be filled with limitless blessings. When you are in touch with these truths and you live your life and the flow of your life, you will access the kahuna within you and activate the codes of creation within your own body. You will begin to flow with the embodiment of this ancient wisdom we speak of, and you will have respect and honor for all life upon the earth. Remember that the land embodies the culture and the wisdom of all who have dwelled therein. The wind represents the breath of life. The water represents the emotions, and the fire is your spirit. When you access the kahuna within you, you will access the passion of your own soul, and you will create joy and blessings because you are alive. The kahuna is aware of their own immortality, and therefore lovingly responsible for each thought, each word, and every deed that they perform. Within the kahuna, there are no predators, and there are no victims to the story. There is only conscious creation. which is our own pure free will choice. There is no place for fear, as the kahuna knows they create their own reality. But there is great respect and humility for the forces of nature. The kahuna is unlimited. Today, we ask you to embrace the kahuna within you and access the ancient teachings and wisdom that are within your DNA. In this place, let us breathe, relax, and open our hearts to the pure potentiality of who we are, where we are from, and what we came to this place of Earth to create. Today, we would like to share a whale kahuna prayer with you. Perhaps you have wondered why you have prayed before and perhaps did not receive the results that you have asked for. A powerful kahuna prayer is that which is sent to the higher realms with the most powerful mana or life force behind it. We open the sacred space for our prayer with a sound that is created from the depths of our heart. Perhaps as we sing our whale song for a minute or so, you will be guided to sing a song from your heart as well. We now access the mana of the universe into our sacred bodies. We raise our vibration within the breath of life. Each of us now taking a deep breath, slowly filling your nostrils, your lungs, and now pursing your lips, exhaling all of the air out with force. We do this through our blowhole, and we call it a power breath. And now we repeat this with you two more times. Deep breath. now within this sacred place, where we are connected to the earth herself and to the energy of the sun. We have balanced the energy of our bodies regarding the feminine and the masculine energies. We are breathing prana, known to the kahuna as mana or life force, from the Creator. Open your palms upward now and feel the flow of light and love moving through you. Acknowledge the universal life force that is flowing into you. Take a moment now to feel it as we sing for you. And now envision your perfect prayer and intention. Gather the energy of your sacred intentions from the center of your heart and energize your prayer with the flow of mana. It is through this breath of life that the energy of your prayers will flow upward to your higher self and to the higher realms. And now state out loud your intention and your prayer clearly, gathering the abundant mana to send your prayers to your higher self and beyond to Creator. And now, align your energy with mine and silently say with me, my conscious and unconscious minds are in agreement and in alignment with my higher self. Through the power of my divine Creator, I surrender now to great power. I release all attachments of how my prayers will be answered. I open to receive your divine and abundant blessings. I know I am loved. I know I am supported in all ways. And there are no limits to the love that I may send and receive. I now offer my gratitude for my very life, for my breath, and for the opportunity to be alive on earth right here today. I pray now for myself and for the highest and best good of all life everywhere. And so it is. I am the white whale, Vendekata.